Good news for women. Despite the recession, or because of it, women workers are about to outnumber male workers for the first time in American history. After many years of minority status, many years of often being treated as second-class workers by male bosses, women now have the numbers to more effectively combat workplace discrimination. At mid-year, women held half of the country's jobs, and undoubtedly will hold more than half by year's end. The number of women workers has been growing for decades, but the number has really boomed since the recession began in 2007. At the same time, the number of male workers has steadily declined, since the greatest job losses have been in male-dominated areas such as construction and manufacturing. Women have been gaining jobs because the areas of the economy that have been growing despite the recession are those in which women have traditionally held a majority of the jobs: healthcare, education, state and local government. The job growth in those areas has been in part because much of the federal stimulus money has gone to them. The figures seem downright spectacular. Local governments, for instance, they've laid off 86,000 men during the recession, but they've hired 167,000 women, largely because women generally are paid less than men. We shouldn't forget, however, that though women are gaining jobs in many fields, men still dominate higher-paying executive positions, and women work fewer hours than men and hold more part-time jobs, although many, if not most, want and need full-time work. And women earn only 77% of what men earn. What I think is most important is that women are still concentrated in areas where unionization is low: the healthcare, hospitality, and retail fields. Women in unions generally get a third more pay than non-union women, and far more of them have health and pension benefits and paid holidays and vacations, for example, and invariably have a stronger voice on the job and in their communities. The conclusion should be obvious. More women need the leverage of unionization to fully realize the advantage of their growing numbers in the workplace. With perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.